Trachoma is an infectious bacterial disease usually caused by poor hygiene and is found in regions of extreme poverty. This preventable and treatable condition is the leading cause of infectious blindness in the world. Left untreated, trachoma leads to trichiasis, an eyelid abnormality in which the eyelashes are misdirected and grow inwards towards the eye, scratching the cornea and causing blindness. At the Gamera Health Center in Gamera Village, patients wait to be seen and treated for eye infections. Health worker Gabrielle Selassie explains the importance of reinforcing a strategy developed by the World Health Organization to help eradicate trachoma. It's called surgery, antibiotics, face washing, and environmental sanitation, or SAFE. Surgery is the last stage of the strategy, with more emphasis placed on preventative measures. Life of the World works with local communities to educate people on this strategy.
Currently, we are doing to implement the SAFE strategy, which is the prevention strategy of trachoma. And here we are conducting two main activities. Number one is distribution of antibiotics for active trachoma. And the second one is operating people for those who have a chronic stage of trachoma. And the surgery is called under the S, which means surgery component. And the antibiotic is categorized under the antibiotic distribution. So trachoma can be prevented through the SAFE strategy. Antibiotic, surgery, and the remaining two components are environmental sanitation and face washing. In this treatment, mass treatment, everybody who is living in this cavalier will receive the treatment.
The Gamera Health Center currently provides eye care and services for approximately 8,000 people. One of the patients is a 40-year-old woman who is the mother of five children. She may have trichiasis and needs to see a doctor for diagnosis and possible surgery. She explains through English translation why she is waiting to see the doctor.
To treat my eye. I have a discomfort on my eye and I have vision problem. Because I have a severe pain, discomfort, so I will not afraid for the surgery.
Another man describes his feelings after having surgery. The surgery was to restore the eyelashes to their proper position.
I am very happy. At initial, I was afraid, but now I am comfort.
Providing treatment for eye diseases is another focus for Light for the World. At the Kiha Eye Hospital Vision Center in Mekelle, cataract patients wait patiently to see a doctor for treatment or for surgery. The cost of the surgery could go over $1,000, but the cost is covered by patients who can pay something towards the bill and by donors. The eye hospital is open Monday through Friday for regular patient care and 24 hours for emergency treatment. One very young woman sits quietly in the pre-op area waiting for her surgery. She has glaucoma. Ophthalmologist Dr. Tilahun Kuras explains the procedure he is about to perform.
The procedure is called trabeculectomy. Just what I make is I make a flap over the sclera as I make fistula to bypass the normal the meshwork. Then the fluid of the eye flows with that fistula outside to the subconjunctival area, and it's going to be absorbed there.
Dr. Kiros' colleagues say the doctor is known for being good and quick. They say he also displays a gentleness and kindness with his patients. Outside in the waiting area, a young woman shows a very serious eye infection in her left eye. It is swollen and very red, but the doctor says she is still able to see.
Her vision is good. But the problem is with the movement because of the nerve pulsing or the nerve is paralyzed.
So what causes that?
Mostly the cause of nerve pulsing here are due to injuries.
Injuries.
But sometimes they may be due to infection, viral infection. hemorrhages, chronic diseases. But in these young ladies, most probably it's due to injury.
The morning spent at the Vision Center is one of many busy days for doctors and health workers, but all are working for one goal, to make sure their patients get the proper eye care they need so they can get on with their lives. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from the Tigray region of Ethiopia.